Sron Yudim and Aleph. We just said that Mariv, since you could daven Mariv all night long, lo mirdas, you're not going to be afraid of Yosel Mivsha, you're going to come to be Poshea, and that's why if you took off your belt, right, you should still go ahead and daven by Mincha. If you took off your belt, you don't have to. We're not worried about it. You're going to be fine. So, Maskelo Shesh Tri Chusel Misra Amayne. Wait a second. Is this such a tircha to remove your belt that you can't put it back on? Just put it back on. What's the big deal? Va'od Lekoach V'Litzel. And then just stand there and you can daven. So we say, Mishum Shnamar Hichon Lekrisel Lekach Yisrael. No, no, no. In order to daven, you got to be prepared to do so. Once you take off your belt, you're no longer prepared. And even if you put it back on, you need to prepare yourself, get yourself ready for it. You're not going to do it in that way. So therefore, it doesn't count. Shows you how you really got to prepare it. Like Rav Barav Huna, Rav Pus Mekiva Matzli. He would put on special shoes and he would daven. Amar Hichon Lekrisel Lekach Yisrael. Rav Shadaglimo Parch Yadu Matzli. He would throw away his shirt. He put his hands together and he daven that way. Amar Ka'avda Kami Mare. Like a servant in front of his master. I saw Rav Kahana, when there was a lot of pain in the world, he would throw away his extra shirt the way he would do it. He would put it somewhere else, and then he'd put his hands together and he'd daven that way, right? In other words, he would take away his good clothing and he'd put it like almost like donning sackcloth. Like a servant in front of his master. When there was good things in the world, he would dress himself up and he would cover himself in misatu matzli and adorn himself in a talus and he would daven. Rava Chazal Rav Nuna to Kamarach Bitzlus. Rava saw Rav Nuna that he was lengthening his davening. Rav Nicha Chayolim Oskim Chayisha. What's he leaving Chayolim for? The world, the ways of the world, and being Oskim Chayisha in the different things. Who Savar is Matfil Lachud is Matfil Lachud Torah Lachud. So he thought, you know, there's a time for Tefillah and there's a time for Torah, right? And that's the reason why. So there's a time for Tefillah. You got to daven sometimes. Rav Yirmi Havi Yosef coming to Rav Zeri, sitting in front of Rav Zeri. Avak Suvashmai to the word learning together. Nagel Tzulye. He delayed in learning Bechavim Asar. Rav Yirmi. Rav Yirmi was refusing. Kariela Rav Zeri. Zeri said to him, Master, Asma Mishma Tayra Gan Tefillah to Waiva. If he stops learning Torah, then his tefillah is going to be to wave of Amos Hayes Chol's Din. Says the Gemara. So when do you start Din? Rav Yom Rav Yonah. Rav Yom Rav Yonah argue Chanam Yishiyatu Adayonim. Once the Dayonim wrap themselves in the towels of Chanam Yishiyivtechu Baladin. Once the Baladinim are there. And that's when you can no longer daven Mincha V'lo Pligi. Had Ask of Asubedina. It depends. If they're already in a case, Had Lo Ask of Asubedina. If they're not already Osek in a case, if they're already Osek in a case, then it's Mishi Yivtuchu Baladin. If they're not Osek in a case, it's when you put on the talus. Rav Amar Rav Asi Avi Yasuf Agar Subedi Amudi. Rav Amar Rav Asi were learning right by the pillars. There were knocks on the door. Said, if you have a din, you can come in and come to us. And they would stand there all day waiting for dinim to come to the Rechus. Rav Rav Huna Avi Yasuf Adina would sit in the din all day long. Call Yuma. They got sick, you know, obviously they were doing it all day long. The people stood in Moshe Rabbeinu from the morning till the evening. Do you think Moshe Rabbeinu actually sat and judged every day, all day long, like you guys? Torah was a nice day. So when are they going to be able to learn Torah? And lemon chol dain shadani nevesal mitu afilu shoach as my love kizu yaludin said shut and lakadosh baruch my sabreishes. It just tells us that a dain who judges correctly even for 1 hour, right? The pasuk makes it as if he's a partner to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. My sabreishes kisivach of yamad amam moshe mina boker at erev kisivach of yerev ayvoker yom achod. Right, that's what it means. That it's like you're part of creation itself. And I say Yoshem and Din. Okay, until when do we sit down? Rav Shish, that's Mansuda. Until they have to eat their meal. Amar Chama Micro. What puzzle is that? To exceed. Oy lecha arishem al kachanar. Woe to you, O land, where your king is a very young boy. Besorech babok yochelu, and they eat in the morning because they don't want to deal with the dinim. Ashrecha arishem al kachan chorim. Happy is the land where the king is a free man. Besariyecha and your officers beis yochlu at the time when they eat. Bigvura velobish. I think it's veloboshti. Right, in with strength, and they're not embarrassed to do so. Oh, that's what it means, not with drinking. They don't drink. And they're sitting there properly after they already judged their case. If you eat in the first hour of the day, that's the time when the cannibals eat, right? Because it's too early in the day. It's somebody who's super, super hungry. That's when robbers eat. That's when, you know, people have nothing to do that day. That's when they revis. That's when the workers eat. In the fifth hour, that's when everybody eats. Any? Well, Papa says, Revi'is Matsud L'Cholam. The fourth hour is when everybody eats, not just the workers. Al Revi'is Machol Golam. Right, the fourth hour is when everybody eats. Chamish is Machol Polam. That's when the workers eat. That's like a brunch. Shish is Machol Tamei Chamim. The sixth hour of the day, that's when Tamei Chamim eat. Mikamil Gzor Chamim L'Chamis. But if you don't eat after that point, well, then it's like you're throwing a stone into an empty bucket. It's not going to help much. Amar Rabbi Lo Amar Lo Tamei Eat of Itzafer. That's only if you didn't taste anything in the morning. Amar Tamei Eat of Itzafer. Listen, but if you had a little bit to eat for breakfast, then you're fine. Amar Rabbi Rava. Mispam was also base Americhats. A person can daven even in a base Americhats. Mesvei Nechus base Americhats. Machus Shabani Adam Lom Levushin. If you go into a base Americhats, into a bathhouse, if it's a place where people are standing dressed, Yesha Mikro Tefila, then you can read and you can learn. You can daven. You can say the word shalom. I don't mean to tell you that you don't have to take it off if you walk into that place. But Malkush Binyan, the one you want to ruin, if you're talking a place where people are standing naked, Lavushin, some people are dressed. Yesham Shel Shom, you can say hello, Yesham Mikro Tefillah, but you can't read to Chumash and you can't daven. Then, you can't take off your tefillin. Right, but you shouldn't put it on. But if it's a place where everybody is standing naked, you cannot say hello. You can't learn Chumash. You can't have a Chulis tefillin. You got to take off your tefillin. I don't even need to tell you. You don't have to take it off. So clearly, there's a different case over here. If you go into the actual merchats, right, how could a person actually daven? So he says, come Rav Rav, merchats shein bo adam. We're talking about a merchats where there's nobody else there. It's just you, and therefore it's okay. V'amar Rav Yosi Barachanina, merchats shein bo adam. Rav Yosi Barachanina says, the merchats that we said that you're not allowed to go where a place normally people are totally naked, even if there's no one there at the time that's naked. Basically, shomaf v'bishein bo toa. The bathroom that we said that you're not allowed to daven in, that's when there's, even when there's no toa. Akim Rav Hada Barachadati. Rav Hada was saying, if it's a brand new base of merchats, brand new merchats, which hasn't been used yet, then you could dive into that base of Merchats, even the place where in the future people are going to be naked and then go into the Merchats. Wait a second, Ravina said that's Akasha. He's middle of the base of if you appointed it, you got it ready to be a bathroom eventually, then what's Elach? What's Elach? Yesh, Zimun, Oin Zimun. Is there such a thing as Zimun? Can you appoint something to be a bathroom and it's already considered a bathroom or not? We say, Lord Jidali never answered it. Lavua din the Merchats. It should be the exact same din regarding a Merchats, that if you set it up, in theory, it could be, and we don't know what to do with that case. How could you say over here that if it's Chadati, you can go out and daven there when it's a Suffolk? We say, low. No. Dilma, turn the page to Yudim Abayis, shiny basic is in a mice. By a bathroom, it's considered disgusting, even though you haven't done anything inside there yet. But a Merchats is not considered disgusting, and therefore, if you haven't done anything inside there yet, then it's okay. But if you have done something inside there, if there's been a person that's naked inside there, you can't do anything whatsoever. Ein Shom Shelo Shalom, by the two dots on the top of Yudim Abayis, you're not allowed to say hello in there. Misaila Ravam Nuna, that's approved to Ravam Rimish Meda Ula. Don't also allow them Shiit and Shalom Lachavar Abayis Merchats, that you're not allowed to say hello to your friend with Shalom, that's Hashem's name, in a bathhouse in a place where people are naked. Number of Yikra Lo Hashem Shalom, because it called Hashem's name Shalom. Wait a second, then he wouldn't be able to say the word Ne'emon, right, in a bathroom. Why? Dixiv Ha'el Ha'Ne'emon, because God is Ne'emon. If you say, yeah, that's true, Amarav Amarachas, Amarachas is Amaracham Raguya, Amarav, Sharlamemar Hamnusa, the basic he said, you're allowed to say the word Hamnusa, it is true, in a bathroom. But it shouldn't be, because the word Hamnusa comes to the word Ne'emon, that refers to a Kaddish Baruch's name. So he said, Hashem Shem Guvalawikur Halchi, they're going to need a Lua Mehemna. Over there, the name of God itself is not translated that way, because the Targum of Ha'el Ha'Ne'emon is God that is trustworthy. Hacha Shem Guv Yikra Shalom, but over here the name itself is called Shalom. Dixiv, as it says, Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. Hashem called it Shalom, and that's the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, once we got Rav Amarachas here, we say Avram Amarachas Yom Rav Chama Raguri Yom Rav. You have another statement, Rav Amarachas, and then Rav Chama Raguri, and then Rav. Hanu Simatam Lachavar Tzorach Lo Dio. If you give a gift to your friend, you got to tell him. Shalom Lidatski Hashem Ani Hashem Kadishchem. So that you know that I am Hashem who is Mekadosh you. That's a gift that he gives you. Tami Hachu. We have a verse like that. Lidatski Ani Hashem Kadishchem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Matan Tavi Yeshu Levez Kunaz. I have a great gift in my treasure box. Shabbos, the name is Shabbos, and you actually knew this role. And I want to give it to Bnei Yisrael. So go tell them. Shem Gamliel says, based on that, my Avid Le. If you want to give bread over to a child, you got to tell the mother what you're doing for him. What you should do is put some oil upon him and put mascara around his eyes so that the mother knows who did it to him and who gave him that type of stuff. Nowadays, we're worried about kshafim. When a mother sees something like that, they're going to be like, what in the world does somebody just do to you? Papa, you should take whatever you gave to him, put it around his head so that the mother knows that you gave it to him, and that's that. So there's a matana tova given over there. It's sort of like when you give a child a chocolate, make sure that the mother knows that you gave him a chocolate. So put some chocolate around his eye, I guess. 80, the Gemara says that's wrong. If you give it to your friend, you don't have to tell anybody. Moshe had no idea that there was a shining light coming from his face when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, right? So seemingly, you don't have to tell him. So, it depends. If it's something that in the end everybody's going to find out about, then you don't have to say. If it's something that nobody, right, would normally reveal, then you got to say something. Because nobody's going to know about Shabbos. Isn't Shabbos because there's something that everybody's going to know about? So he's a Matan Schar Lo Avi L'Glui. Not everybody knows what the Matan Schar is, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him that Shabbos is going to exist. But if it's something that everybody's going to know about, then you don't have to tell him. Okay, Rav Chista, Havanokhi Biyadei Tarta Matanos Adetura. Rav Chista was holding two different Matanos of the ox, you know, the different Matanos that they give to the Kohen. Anybody who tells me a Shmaitza, a brand new Shmaitza in the name of Rav, I'm going to give him these two Matanos. matanos. These two great matanos. Some of the Rav Marachasi, Hachim Rav. Rav Marachasi says, this is what Rav said. If you give a gift to your friend, you got to tell him. Yavani Alay. So Rav Chista was so happy with that vort, he gave him over the two pieces of meat. Amar Chavim Rav Chashmai said, Rav Kuli Hai. So Rav Marachasi said back to Rav Chista, do you really love the Shmaitzes of Rav that much? I'm like, in. Said Rav Chista, yeah, I do love it. I'm like, Hainu Dam Rav, Milzal Vishayu Yakira. That's what Rav meant when he said that a coat on the person who wears it, it's more precious than anything else. Meaning you love your own stuff. You like your own stuff. Your Rebbe taught you something. You want to hear more from that. I'm like, I'm a Rav. How could you? Rav really said that. Basraisa divin l'mikamaisa. That second thing you said was better for me than the first one. You have a nikitna achrina yahivin l'ach. And if I had another piece of meat, I would give it to you. That's what Rav Chista told Rav Marachasi. Okay. Now we have our fourth statement of Rav Marachasi. Rav Marachasi, Rav Marachasi, Rav. You should never change your child between the other children. Because of the weight of two slime of silk that Yaakov gave to Yosef. More than the other brothers in his shirt, called the Ksonas Pasim Niskanabo Achav. That's why his brothers were jealous of him. And that's where we get that the Ksonas Pasim may have just been sleeves, because it's just a little bit more than what the other kids had. Either way, I mean, it's called the Yodim of Zenim Mitzrayim. And because of all that, we ended up going down to Mitzrayim. So that's a dangerous thing. So Rav Marachasi says you've got to be careful not to give one son more than what you give to the others. And our fifth statement of Rav Marachasi, a fourth statement that he quotes from Rav Marachasi, in the name of Rav, Lolim Yachzor Adam Yosha Be'irshi Yishvaso Krova. It's better to live in a city where the settlement is somewhat new, Shemitosh Yishvaso Krova, because since it's been settled anew, the sins in that city are very few. Shemar Hinei Noa Yirazos Krova Lenu Shama. Lot said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, this city over here that I'm going to, Tzoar, it's very close where I can run the Vahimi Tzor, and it's so small. What does it mean, Krova? Whoa, what does it mean? It's close by Elim, a Krova to Mikar. If you're going to say it's Mikarva and it's short, it's small, right? But they were able to see, obviously it's not so small, it's right there, right? If it's so close, it couldn't be so small, you're able to see it with your own eyes. What he meant to say was, since the settlement had happened so close by, there were very few sins there, and therefore it shouldn't be so bad. What's the with that? To receive imalta no shama, I should escape there. No, bikamashu nun v'chad havi. No, is gamashu 51. Nun and Allah, 51 altogether. Vishal Stom, Nun Bez. Stom was around for 52 years. So Tzohar was only 1 year less, but it was 52 verse 51. Vishal Vasa, Chavav. You should know they were in tranquility. They had peace for 26 years. For 12 years they served Kedalomer. For 13 years they rebelled. And then 14 years. So technically, right, if you count that all up, they rebelled in the 14th year altogether. Over 13 years they rebelled, and then the 14th year, etc. It sounds like 12 plus 13 is altogether 25, and the 14th year, that's 26. So it's 26 years in which, in theory, there was somewhat like peace, because we had 12 years where they were servants, and then 13 years where they were, you know, rebelling, but seems that everything was okay. In the 14th year, that's when the war started. Okay, next, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're by the two dots. We're going to stop right there.